Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Survivors of a devastating earthquake in eastern Afghanistan have spent a night in the open as rescue efforts continue. The Taliban authorities say more than 800 people were killed and thousands injured when a magnitude 6 earthquake hit eastern Afghanistan. Deep Malamala is the chief humanitarian officer at the aid agency CARE.
In a matter of minutes, thousands have lost everything that they had, their belongings, their sense of safety. And the provinces which have been hit, especially Kunar, entire villages, I'm hearing, are flattened. And Kunar is one of the most mountainous parts of Afghanistan, which means that it is very difficult for aid workers to reach the most vulnerable people. It's a hugely urgent situation. People immediately need shelter, food, water, medical care, and also cooking items and warm clothes.
Polls have closed in Guyana in presidential and congressional elections that will shape the future of one of the world's fastest growing oil producing economies. The incumbent has promised to use the recently discovered oil wealth to reduce poverty and inequality. Will Grant is following developments from Mexico City.
Irfan Ali, he does look like he's a considerable front runner. But the opposition coalition, the Partnership for National Unity, they are bringing forward this accusation that the whole thing has been mismanaged, that Guyana is in a worse position. That will resonate with a lot of people who are still finding the cost of living very high in the South American nation. Their candidate, Aubrey Norton, is hoping to sort of harness that ill feeling.
El Salvador has introduced a new school disciplinary code requiring students to say please and thank you to their teachers and to wear conservative haircuts. David Bamford has the details.
El Salvador's authoritarian president, Nayib Bukele, appointed a new education minister last month, Carla Trigueros. She is a military officer and has immediately imposed strict regulations. She said that to avoid grading penalties, students must always be polite and wear clean uniforms with polished shoes. Boys must have cropped hair and must not display gang tags. Patriotic flag ceremonies will be held every Monday. The president has praised the no-nonsense measures, saying the gang culture must be eradicated.
A train carrying the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has crossed the Chinese border as he makes his way to the capital, Beijing. It's the first time Mr. Kim has left his home country in 2 years. He's expected to join about 20 other world leaders at Wednesday's military parade in Beijing, marking Japan's surrender 80 years ago, ending World War II. This is the World News from the BBC. An indigenous rebel group in western Sudan says that a landslide following heavy rains has engulfed a village in the mountainous region it controls, burying hundreds of people. The Sudan Liberation Movement feared that 1,000 people may have been killed in Tarsin in the Mara Mountains in the Darfur region. The final stage of the trial of the former Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, is beginning later on Tuesday at the Supreme Court in Brasilia. Mr. Bolsonaro has been accused of plotting a military coup after losing a tightly contested election to his left-wing rival, President Lula da Silva. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Prosecutors say Mr. Bolsonaro encouraged thousands of his supporters to storm and vandalise government buildings in January 2022, a week after President Lula took office. They say the plan was to encourage the Brazilian military to intervene, restore order and bring Mr. Bolsonaro back to power. The former president denies plotting a coup and says he had no involvement in the riots. He's widely expected to be convicted and sentenced, which could further deteriorate relations with the United States.
A BBC investigation has compiled new evidence that a prominent Shia cleric, Musa al-Sada, who went missing in Libya in 1978, was almost certainly murdered. The investigation focused on a photo of a male corpse taken at the time in a secret morgue in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. British facial recognition experts have told the BBC it's highly likely to be Imam Sada. The Swedish footballer Alexander Isak has confirmed that he has signed for the English Premier League champions Liverpool for a British record transfer fee. After months of speculation and negotiations in the off-season, Newcastle United finally allowed their star striker to go to Liverpool for around $170 million. BBC News.